Well, obviously, we're very, very familiar with our content now at the stage, Donal, and it won't take us very long. It depends on what way they present it. If it's a 30-page version that requires a lot of time, so be it. It shouldn't be that. It should be something we can sign off on, I would imagine, in a couple of hours of seeing it, and that would be our intention. We have never been responsible for holding up the process, and will not be responsible now either at this stage. And then it's over to getting it over the line with Cabinet, which we're now told is going to be 2 to 3 weeks. It was 1 to 2 weeks yesterday, but he's admitted that the complexity, and I'm sure the difficulty in getting agreement across the various departments, has proven it's going to take the full of the 3 weeks.
Does this mean October the 8th goes ahead?
Yeah, that's where we are right now. We have no reason not to. What we were expecting was more. We expected to be further down the road today at the end of the month. They'd given Paddy Dever commitment on answers down in Cavan not that long back. That's not where we're at. So it's going to be 3 weeks before we've answers. But we're very concerned at this kite floating that's going on. They did it already, and Leo Bradker did it, almost pitching homeowner against homeowner regards who was going to be paying the bill here. I see the same thing happening now. They're floating numbers like 350k of a cap in the hope that those that would be eligible for that would walk away and abandon those that are not. We won't allow that to happen. Again, it's another attempt to split the camp. We've been united. We went to Dublin as one voice, and we came back as one voice, and we're still seeing that through. So our 100% redress, no less, is just as firm today as it was any other stage in the campaign.